K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, my name is Daniel.
I'm sorry, what?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel, you're caller 20.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You are welcome. You need a new phone, bro.
I know, man. iPhone 11. I need to win the lottery. That's what I need.
Yeah, that's what we all need. You got tickets for the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Oh, my God. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That is a great song. I love it every time it comes on. It's Kevin Ryder. What is happening, party people? Today, we're going to talk about the Thirsty Hamster. It's coming back. The Poop Ocean. We're going to talk about Matt Leinart. We have People Are Dumb. What's up with Florida? The 420 Catch of the Day is a world premiere song. So we want you to tune in for that, and we've got a lot more tickets for this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
Song is a classic, Live Forever, and it is from Definitely Maybe, their first album, which is amazing. And then you got What's the Story, Morning Glory, and they have enough to tour on, and they are kicking ass. Matt Leinart used to play quarterback for USC, was a big winner when he was there. Went to the pros, didn't fare well in the pros, went to Arizona, kind of threw some interceptions, sort of was like 4-7, 4-8. And then Kurt Warner came in and took his spot, and he was transferred around. Didn't really do much in the pros compared to what was expected of him. But God bless him for putting this up on his Instagram. They're sitting around, his kid's doing homework, and his kid asks Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
From eSports.com, Matt Leinart was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at USC and a top 10 NFL draft pick.
When he was at USC, he won the national championship. He was also the first junior to ever win the Heisman Trophy, so that's a pretty decent recap.
Pro career didn't amount to much.
His pro career didn't amount to much. You know, this is Matt.
Really?
Matt's wife.
Yikes. Oh, well.
Wow, Alexa's rough.
Alexa.
Damn.
Alexa is rough. Damn. His pro career didn't amount to much.
Wow, Alexa's rough. Damn.
Another chance for you to qualify to see Cage the Elephant and Oasis in New York on K-Rock's Road Trip USA coming up in less than 10 minutes. Another chance for you to win tickets to see Cage the Elephant at the El Rey. It's a private K-Rock show. And then you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. Speaking of dumb, the Thirsty Hamster is making the rounds again on TikTok. You know a hamster, how they drink from the little nozzle above them? This is a sex move where the guy lays on top of the car, and then that happens. And it's called the Thirsty Hamster. And here's somebody on TikTok trying to figure it out.
The hamster thing piqued my curiosity, and my initial reaction was like, I want in. I want to drink.
Go on.
As though I am a thirsty hamster. Never thought that I'd be able to be a thirsty hamster and enjoy this in multiple ways. But here's the thing, like,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
In my head, it makes sense, and it's a great idea. I'm on board. But in practicality,
this has to be one of those sex moves that's funny to talk about, but I can't imagine people doing it.
I don't want to wait until the moment. Can you imagine waiting for the moment and then being like, hey, thirsty hamster?
He would go, oh, come on. You want me to climb on top of the car now?
First of all, I don't want my car scratched. There's belt buckles. There's buttons. There's things that can scrapity-dape as you're up on there.
So you're worried about scraping the top of your car where no one ever looks. And what about your man?
And from my perspective, like, I'm just looking out my window right now. I think I figured it out.
Trying to get herself in position for that to work?
That's what this thing's for. Oh, is that?
It's the center console.
Maybe they're forward. They're forward.
Now she's repositioning her man's body and angle.
Down. Okay, can we imagine that? You gotta go up.
Honestly, I've listened to that like 5 times. I don't know what she's saying.
You gotta go up. All right, let's open the sunroof. Okay.
You haven't even opened the sunroof yet. You're not ready.
There's not a lot of room there. I mean, there's plenty of room for this, but how maybe, hear me out, maybe he does one of these. That way you can, like, conceal yourself in your car. I figured it out. There's cars driving by. This might be weird. Maybe, like this.
So now she's decided that instead of laying on the roof, he's just going to stand up through the roof.
Like, that could be a thing? Like standing? Thirsty hamster. Oh, my God. I'm a thirsty hamster. No, I'm not the thirsty hamster. I'm the water bottle. I'm a water bottle. I'm a water bottle, baby. A water bottle. I'm a water bottle, babe.
All right. I don't know what's going on right now. It's hot as hell, but don't go in the ocean in certain places because it's not healthy. By my house, it's not healthy to go in the ocean. So today through Saturday, it's supposed to be incredibly hot. I lived in the valley for a long time, and it was maybe 10 degrees hotter than it said in Los Angeles. And now I live in Marina Del Rey, and I get this great news.
As we go into the heat wave, LA County health officials warning the public about high bacteria levels at some beaches. Let's go now to Chris Christie, live in Air 7 with the details. Chris.
Higher temperatures mean elevated bacteria levels here in LA County. Whether you're looking live at Mother's Beach here in Marina Del Rey, one of several area beaches.
So I lived in the valley for many, many years. Now I've moved to Marina Del Rey. So excellent.
That the health department is actually asking people to stay out of. That also includes.
They're very careful not to call it poo water, but let's be honest. It's poo water.
Marie Canyon at Perco Beach, the Santa Monica Pier, and Ramirez Creek at Paradise Cove. Again, the Topanga Beach advisory has been lifted. Guys, back to you.
So poo water is something we just have to accept? All right. Got a chance for you to win tickets to see Cage the Elephant in a private K-Rock show and then get on the standby boarding list to see them open for Oasis in New York. Coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. This is Kevin Ryder. We have a brand new song for you at 420 Catch of the Day. Megan Holliday is here like she is every day for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
With Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
One, two, three. Okay, so you know how earlier this week I was telling you about the alien church in downtown LA?
Yes, I love it.
All right, well, last night I got this lovely phone call from a man named Vincent who went to the church. So I just have to play a little bit of this phone call.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, is this Megan?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Megan, how you doing, sweetie? My name is Vincent, and I have an interesting story about that alien church.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay, so I have my own clothing brand, and I sell at the Melrose Trading Post, and the owner came in of that church and liked all my pieces because I have some, you know, UFOs. I have some, like, atomic bombs blowing up with flowers. I have gas mask pieces. So he invited me to his church. So I went in there, and he offered me, like, a whole place where I can hang my clothes, blah, blah, blah. He gave me a coin, and the coin has an alien head with a crown of thorns on it, and there's an alien in there on the cross at the church with the crown of thorns on it, and I got a chance to share my reptilian encounter with him in an interview for like a half an hour.
Did he say a reptile?
He said reptilian encounter.
Encounter.
Yes, sir. So I got his phone number because we need to have him. Yeah, we need to talk to him further about this.
Yes, we do.
All right, so check out the alien church. Second story. Over this past weekend, French celebrity impersonator Dylan Desclos successfully posed as Justin Bieber at a nightclub in Vegas. With the help of fake management, he convinced staff and the crowd that he was the real Biebs, even joining the DJ on stage to perform Bieber's hit song, Sorry. The man mimicked Bieber's tattoos style, and even celebrities were fooled. He racked up a $10,000 bar tab in the process.
How do you do that?
I know. How do you even drink $10,000 worth of alcohol?
I don't think you can.
So the ruse collapsed when the nightclub realized that it was not the real Bieber. So he was removed and permanently banned from the win. Have you ever been told you look like a celebrity, Kev Dog?
Not really. Patrick occasionally.
Okay.
Well, I'll take.
Wouldn't you do this, though, if you had the...
Yeah, of course.
I know.
In a second.
So I'm not mad at Biebergate 2025 whatsoever. All right, we're going to jump into our third story now. A 48-year-old Big Bear City resident, his name's Christopher Tyndall, he's been placed in felony charges after authorities say he ran an illegal psilocybin mushroom sales operation
nice.
Out of his store in Big Bear Village. They executed a search warrant finding roughly 3 ounces of psychedelic mushrooms. And so now we're going to see what ends up with his case, but it's not that great. But I was thinking about this, and this is why people go to Big Bear, right? You go to Big Bear.
Of course.
So you can take the mushrooms. And this guy was really doing a service for the American people.
Of course.
So,
leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. So tip of the hat to that man. I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
So Deftones have a new album that's coming out Friday.
Woo! Christmas come early, baby.
So excited. Private Music is the name of it. August 22nd is Friday. That's when it comes out. And we have one of the songs for you called I Think About You All the Time.
And it would not be a true Deftones album without a beautiful ballad. So I asked them, you know, just about the background writing the song.
Was literally inspired by the ocean, like, you know, we were kind of asking about earlier about being, you know, the music being inspired by where we were, and we were at Shangri-La, and every morning I'd get up and go jump in the water before we started working, and I'd gone extra early that day, came back, and just sitting there in my swim trunks with the guitar, and like kind of came up with the beginning, the middle, and all the way through the end, kind of just, and our engineer there recorded it, and then, I kind of just set it aside, and we worked on, you know, other stuff that day. And then later, like at the end of the night, it was probably like, I don't know, 11.
It was after dinner.
It was after dinner, and everybody left, and I went, I made a cup of coffee, and like, we're like, let's dig into this, put it up, and let's dig into it a little bit more. And yeah, that song really came together really fast. I mean, you know, and those songs are usually some of our best songs, I think. Like Change, for instance, Now Supplies, that song was probably one of the fastest songs we ever wrote. And that's probably our, like, you know, one of our most known, long-lasting songs, you know, out to this day. So there's something to be said about a song that just kind of like, you know, organically just falls, you know, together.
All right, so we have a brand new song called I Think About You All the Time, and I made a mistake and started it a little bit early during that.
That's okay. I could hear Deftones over and over any day of the week, so
right?
It's perfect.
You All the Time is the name of the brand new song, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Brand new Deftones from their new album, Private Music, that comes out this Friday. That's called I Think About You All the Time, the 420 catch of the day. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hi. Well, so I just want to say, because I've been listening to Yellow Card since I was in high school, I love them so much, and I saw that their singer, Ryan Key, he went online and he was talking about how it had been 20 years since they had a song on the radio, and with their latest Better Days, it's at number 3, and we need to make it go number 1.
Yes, we do.
So I'm just here to put that out in the world. Yeah.
I like it. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Tell us the Bieber story again.
All right. So this past weekend, French celebrity impersonator Dylan Desclos, he poses Justin Bieber at a nightclub in Vegas. He had a fake management team. He even got on stage and performed a Bieber song. He was taking pictures with everybody. And then finally, the club figured out that it was not really Justin. Yeah. And the guy had racked up $10,000 bar bill, got kicked, totally banned for life.
Love it.
Yeah.
So we want to ask if you have ever impersonated anyone. It can be on a much smaller scale. Like, I used to sound very much like my older brother. So when his friends would call, I would just talk to him forever.
Yeah.
And try and find out information about what's going on with my brother.
Some blackmail stuff. Yeah.
Anything I could come up with.
And I think, you know, a lot of us would call into the schools pretending to be our parents,
sure,
or writing notes, or, you know.
Oh, my kid is really sick.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Never seen him this bad.
Yeah. So.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number to call and or text. And are we giving away? We're giving away the Offspring.
Yes. We have tickets for the Offspring at the Forum on the 29th.
So you impersonated somebody. Could be parent, brother, sister, spouse, whoever it was. Call us at 800-520-1067. We're talking about people impersonating other people. You have a story like that?
Yeah. Growing up, I always get told I look like Jack Black. And then around the time that the Tenacious D movie came out, they had a young actor who looked like young Jack Black. And I may or may not have said that I was said actor as young Jack Black when asked. As I got older, I apparently started to look more like Seth Rogen. And outside of a dispensary, roll down the window, smoke billows out, and then they're like, are you Seth Rogen? And I just go,
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good?
Joe, did you win yesterday?
No way.
Yeah, I won with you.
What?
Joe.
You're caller 20.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Dude, yay, this is going to sound weird, Joe, but I kind of need to just like rub up on you a little bit because
you're so lucky.
You're so lucky. It's stupid.
Oh, it is?
You got Cage the Elephant tickets, K-Rock private show. As you know, you're also on the standby boarding list to go to New York and see Oasis as well.
Yeah.
And Joe, you better take me with you to New York, all right?
I will for sure, Megan.
Okay.
So we were talking about the Justin Bieber impersonator in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And we started talking about doing impersonations of people, or maybe they misunderstand who you are and you just roll with it. You have a story like that?
Yes. I got one of those annoying scam calls. And every time I did one, I impersonate an old person and have them on the phone. The longest was an hour and 47 minutes.
How? How do you have the patience for an hour and 47 minutes of that?
Oh, I do. I love to just ruin their day.
I love that you do that. Don't get me wrong.
Give us like a quick, you know, soundbite of your impersonation.
You sound like old.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Charles Ripley. I don't know what happened with my credit card. I hope you can help me out, please.
Sounds like Hank Hill. I love that.
Sold.
I'll tell you what, Bobby. That boy ain't right, boy. I'll tell you what.
K-Rock, hello. You impersonated somebody?
Years ago when I was heavier, I looked like Frank Black from the Pixies and had people tell me that.
Nice.
And so a group of us are at Lingerie Club over in Hollywood. This is years ago.
Ooh.
And some gal comes up to me and says, you're Frank Black from the Pixies, right? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I get a lot of people that say that, but I'm not. And my name is Frank. And so she's like in disbelief, like I'm lying to her. And so she walks away and she seemed kind of pissed that I didn't want to talk to her. And then some friends of mine said within earshot of her, hey, Frank, come on over. We want to introduce you to some people. She turns around. She goes, you're a f***ing asshole.
By the way, if somebody asks you if you're Frank Black, you say yes.
Yep.
You know, I should have.
Yes,
should
you have. Should have. Come on, get with it, for God's sakes.
Oh, Frank.
All right, so the tickets for The Offspring,
I
think we got to go with Hank Hill.
We absolutely do. This is the guy that spends almost 2 hours messing with these spam calls. I mean, he's a legend, so yeah.
I don't have that kind of patience, but I'm happy that he does. I don't know if you're aware, but the thirsty hamster is back.
Okay, well, so I've heard about the thirsty hamster as of this morning.
Right.
But what do you mean it's back?
It made the rounds for a while.
Okay.
We'll explain it coming up.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Carefully.
It makes me want to just leave this country forever. I don't know what to say.
We have some tickets for Cage the Elephant coming up.
Yes, we do. They're going to take over the El Rey. It's right down the street from K-Rock. So I'm going to run down there. We're going to have the best time ever. So we want to see you at the show. And then also you'll be in the running to see Cage again with Oasis. In New York.
That's a pretty great prize. Maybe
pretty
too
damn
much.
Good.
Some say too much.
Mm-hmm.
The thirsty hamster is making the rounds again on TikTok.
Okay, why don't you break this down? What is the thirsty hamster?
You know a hamster, how they drink from the little nozzle above them? This is a sex move where the guy lays on top of the car.
Oh, God.
And use your imagination. And it's called the thirsty hamster. And here's somebody on TikTok trying to figure it out.
The hamster thing piqued my curiosity. And my initial reaction was like, I want in. I want to drink as though I am a thirsty hamster. Never thought that I'd be able to be a thirsty hamster and enjoy this in multiple ways. But here's the thing, like,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
In my head, it makes sense. And it's a great idea. I'm on board. But in practicality,
this has to be one of those sex moves that's funny to talk about. But I can't imagine people doing it.
I mean, sounds fun, I guess. But it is definitely not practical.
I don't want to wait until the moment. Can you imagine waiting for the moment and then being like, hey, thirsty hamster?
He would go, oh, come on. You want me to climb on top of the car now?
First of all, I don't want my car scratched. There's belt buckles. There's buttons. There's things that can scrapity-dape as you're up on there.
Oh, yeah, the old scrapity-dape.
Hate it.
And from my perspective, like, I'm just looking out my window right now. I think I figured it out.
Trying to get herself in position for that to work?
That's what this thing's for. Oh, is that?
That's the center console.
Maybe they're forward. They're forward.
Now she's repositioning her man's body and angle.
Down. Okay, can we imagine You gotta go up.
Honestly, I've listened to that like 5 times. I don't know what she's saying.
You gotta go up. All right, let's open the sunroof. Let's. There's not a lot of room there. I mean, there's plenty of room for this, but how? Maybe. Hear me out. Maybe he does one of these. And that way you can like conceal yourself in your car. I figured it out. There's cars driving by. This might be weird. Maybe.
So now she's thinking, instead of laying on the roof, he just stands up, but through the roof.
Yeah, an altogether different move.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a thing? Like standing? Thirsty hamster. Oh, my God. I'm a thirsty hamster. No, I'm not the thirsty hamster. I'm the water bottle. I'm a water bottle. I'm a water bottle, baby. A water bottle. I'm a water bottle, babe.
Okay, what's happening?
What the hell?
What is happening?
I don't want to be involved in any of this anymore.
That's it for me, Kevin Ryder. Megan Holiday, how's you?
And I've got your tickets to see Cage at the El Rey, and then maybe see them again when they open up for Oasis in New York. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.